takes me to you. I'm so nervous, I just sit and smile. Your house is only another mile. Thank you, driver, for getting me here. You'll be an inspector, have no fear.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back once again, Taking the Short Bus. I'm Mike.
Yes, and I'm Donald.
And we are here again on a Sunday.
Dang, Mike, how you doing?
Almost afternoon. Hey, I'm doing.
All right,
happy to
Mike.
Happy to be fucking doing this and doing something.
All right.
Because unemployment is fucking horribly boring.
Well, thanks for coming over. We're on the reservation.
Yes,
right now.
We're now is podcasting from a different undisclosed location.
Does it feel any different?
I don't know.
Because we're like on, you know, hollow ground, or what?
Hallowed ground.
I don't know.
Is why is it hallowed?
I don't know if it's hallowed, but it's sacred or something like that.
But
know.
isn't like all ground sacred to the Indians?
Probably, yeah.
Why do they get to just pick one spot? That sounds very Catholic.
It's the spot the government doesn't want. That's why we're here.
Oh yes, it's the hallowed is another word for fucking toxic.
Yeah, and that's on the map too. Toxic ground.
So, yet again, we are taking the short bus.
All right.
I was telling you earlier, throw this out there, the other podcast I always plug because they give me hand jobs. No, that's not it. That's that other podcast.
Hot dogs.
The Buns and Weenies, they record on, they do live shows every now and again on Friday nights. And it's one of the good, so far, the only perk of fucking unemployment is I'm home constantly. I got to, they got a call-in line that you can, an actual number that you can fucking call from your phone.
And they're doing it live, so they're doing their show live, right?
Yeah, yeah, on Friday nights, you can go to bunsandweenies.com if they're doing a live show. They usually start about 9:30. If they're doing a live show, there's a link on bunsandweenies.com that says listen to live show.
Nice.
And they'll usually announce it if you go to their Facebook fucking fan page, and you're like a fan, or you're one of their friends,
so anybody can call in.
Huh? They'll announce it. Nice. That they're going to start the live show. And then anybody can call in.
We got to do that.
And yeah, I called in last Friday and it was fun. I don't know about the phone format though, because it's kind of disorienting. Pardon. Because there's three of them drinking profusely and just like, that's what I hear in the phone. And it's kind of hard to make out.
Have you listened to their podcast yet?
The
one where you called in?
No, not yet. It comes out today.
All right.
At some point today. So
okay, check it out. We'll check that out.
Yes, if you go to bunsandweenies.podbean.com, you can get it today. If you go to iTunes and look for Buns and Weenies, you may be able to get it today, possibly tomorrow. Depends on how fast iTunes puts it up there. But yeah, I call in, and I think I fucking scarred them for life, dude. Seriously, I think I fucking, like, horribly fucking scarred them, because I had them watch the worst of the internet videos. The one that Kevin Smith talked about on his, on Smodcast, and then I showed it to Donald here, glassass.com.
Oh, no, yeah.
The one with a fucking pickle jar.
Oh, God.
The other one was the one that Ben showed us. The B&E Pain Olympics, which is still, I found it on the internet again.
Oh, man.
The dude cutting his own dick off with a fucking steak knife.
You think anybody who does anything with the internet would have came across those by now.
Yeah. I introduced them to the concept of the bifurcated cock.
Oh, God.
People that fillet their fucking willies, and they kind of look like B. Arthur's vagina afterwards. And what else did I fucking traumatize them with?
Geez.
I think that's it. Oh, I explained to them the concept of the Bukkake Wookie. Because they asked if I would be down for a fucking, my opinions, well, they didn't ask if they could give me, but they asked my opinion on a blumpkin. Do you know what a blumpkin is?
No.
That's getting head while you're taking a crap.
Oh, God.
And they asked, you know, would you ever participate in something like that? And I was,
get in a receiving.
Yeah, no shit, gotta be a little more specific. I'm assuming it was the receiving part. I said, I think I would be more inclined to participate in a Bukkake Wookie before I would participate in a Blumpkin. And they just went up, what? What is that? Kind of piqued their morbid curiosity with that one. Bukkake what? Really? Explain. Explain. Then Ben and I, for like 45 minutes on the phone yesterday, just sat around clicking on the most fucked up shit we could find on UrbanDictionary.com. Like, we started out with Blumpkin, and then we just like clicked on other, they give related topics to the side. There's like the Blump, what was it? The Blumpocalypse, the fucking, you know, the Blumpkin double, the fucking, just like horrible shit, dude. It's awful. I fucking love,
I've only found one bad thing on the internet that was kind of funny comedy.
But
you want me to show you?
Sure.
Okay, it's called HoldMyDick.com.
Is it on YouTube?
Yes.
So if you go
there
to...
There it is. Watch it. What do you see?
We got three guys in a urinal. One of them's holding a drink. One of them's smoking a cigarette. And he's holding his dick so the dude can get his lighter out. Wow.
He needs a light.
And he's holding his dick while holding that guy's dick so he can't get the lighter from him. So the guy next to him is holding his dick so he can get a lighter to light his cigarette while he's holding the other guy's dick who's holding a drink. And now he's enjoying the cigarette while the dude's still holding his dick. And the other guy is just standing there drinking a drink. Wow. The running commentary on dick holding is probably a little bit weird.
Yeah, that was done.
Wow. So now it's just two guys standing there holding each other's dicks at the urinals while one's drinking, the other one's smoking. And they're shaking it for each other and zipping and walking away.
And that's it.
Ever notice one of those guys look like John Hollister?
Who's that?
So that was holding my dick. Dude, look for that on fucking YouTube. Like, that was hilarious.
I thought that was a Monty Python.
That was fucking hilarious. That was good. Good find, Donald. Very good find. That was awesome. So now I get to torture you with my find, since all we're right. talking about finding stuff on the fucking internet.
Okay.
The first one is Mel Gibson's career is officially over.
It is.
Yes.
Because he's a Jew-hating what?
No, now it gets worse. They have released, and multiple sources have released, his phone call.
A phone call?
With his girlfriend. I don't know if it's current girlfriend after this, but his girlfriend. And I'm going to pipe this in through the mixing board so everybody at home can hear it. This is Mel Gibson ending his career via the phone, dude. It's just, it's not right. Cue up clip one.
This is real.
Because you're doing something, trying to breastfeed with fucking foreign bodies in you. Was that it?
It had nothing to do with it.
Oh, it had nothing to do with what? The fact that you had foreign bodies in there?
Correct.
Sorry about
correct, okay, good. So you're not lying to me about fake tits.
I've never had.
Yes. Yes, you just did. You said they weren't. You fucking lied to me before.
What? I didn't.
Yeah.
I know that girl.
I never said anything of the kind. You never asked me, I never told you. Or maybe you asked me, but I never lied about this.
Not a lie. Who cares? So, they look ridiculous. Get rid of them, why don't you? Anyway, you know.
That's not none of your fucking business.
It is. Like. It is. They look stupid. I'm just telling you. It's just an appraisal. Keep them if you want. Look stupid. See if I give a fuck.
Wow.
You know, but they're too big and they look stupid. They look like some Vegas bitch. They look like a Vegas whore. Mm-hmm. And you go around sashaying around in your tight clothes and stuff. I won't stand for that anymore.
I don't walk around in tight clothes. I stay at home for most of the time.
You go out public and it's a fucking embarrassment to me.
Wait.
You look like a fucking bitch on heat. And if you get raped by a pack of niggers, it'll be your fault. All right?
There it was.
Because you provoked it. You are provocatively dressed all the time with your fake boobs you feel you have to show off in tight outfits and tight pants and stuff. You see your pussy from behind. And that green thing today was enough. That's provocative.
That fucking green thing was, dude. It was awful. I agree, Mel Gibson.
I'm just telling you the truth. I don't like it. I don't want that woman. I don't want you. Oh, I don't believe you anymore. I don't trust you. I don't love you. I don't want you. Okay?
Okay.
Stay in the fucking house. I'm not giving it to you, but I'll let you stay there.
Oh, isn't he sweet?
And I will take care of my child, but I don't want you anymore.
What an asshole.
What a fucking douche. Yeah. Dude, Riggs.
He hates niggers.
Yeah, dude. What? First it was the Jews.
That wasn't even a joke. Yeah. That was real.
Yeah, dude. First it was all the Jews. Wow. He went all fucking Jew hater. And then he grew himself a snidely whiplash mustache, which I thought was kind of pushing it a little bit. And then this shit. It was nice knowing you, Mel Gibson. Thanks for... I'm not going to say thanks for Lethal Weapon.
Jeez, when did this happen?
Last week. Yeah. I'm not going to say thank you for a Lethal Weapon because that shit got annoying after a while.
How did they get a hold of this?
She probably released it because that's what I would do.
Oh, no kidding.
You know, because everybody loves Mel Gibson. They're going to take his side. No, not after this. Yeah, dude. Yeah, seriously. Yeah. The downfall of Mad Max. Holy shit balls. That guy's lost it.
Somebody has. Best friends are black.
So last week we talked about the Terrafugia flying car.
Yeah, that was great. Like, you know, we need to build one of those or buy one, but it's $194,000,
and you got to have 20 hours of flight experience.
Where are we going to get that 20 hours?
Yeah,
you do that all in one day.
Just like a marathon. I'm cramming. Fucking. But no, so I thought I'd bring this up. This video is kind of long, so I'm not going to play the whole thing. It is, I forget the name of this plane. It's like the HP-72-125. It sounds like a fucking printer. But it's an all-solar plane. It's an all-solar. It's the size of an Airbus, but weighs about as much as a car.
Airbus.
It's all-solar, and they're going to do their first 24-hour flight. They've already had a couple of maiden voyages, and everything checks out. The solar panels on the wings collect enough energy in the batteries for it to fly during the nighttime. And, dude, we're getting closer to the fucking Jetsons. Because you remember we talked about that jetpack that I believe Martin Lockheed built? And then we got the Terrafugia flying car, and then now we have solar planes. So now, if we can just combine the
we'll
have the vertical takeoff of the fucking jetpack, because that's what we need. That's what we need right there. We don't need runways. We need vertical takeoff capability. Okay, so what we need to do is combine the Martin Lockheed jetpack with the Terrafugia flying car. So now we have a vertical takeoff flying car. And then we need to combine that with this fucking solar plane, and then we've got a solar-powered vertical takeoff flying car.
Nice.
So all it needs to have is a big glass bubble dome, like an AMC Pacer, and then fucking, when it flies, little rings to come out the ass end like all of the Jetson cars.
Wow.
But, I'm only going to play a little bit of this clip, because I didn't realize it was that fucking long.
Resembling a vast flying stick insect, the Solar Impulse HBSIA slowly takes
HBSIA.
Off from a Swiss airbase. It's built mainly with carbon fiber, has a wingspan of over 64 meters. That's as big as an A340 airliner. This spindly-looking solar-powered plane weighs the same as a medium-sized car. Its mission? To fly non-stop for 24 hours, powered by rays of the sun.
It was very special, you know, at the moment, I think, that everybody has been waiting for since now almost 7 years. And
this plane is dildos.
I don't want to say every day, but
it's total dildos. There's not even room for beer and Toki in the back.
The project's brainchilds include the man made famous for the world's first non-stop flight around the world in a hot air balloon, Bertrand Piccard.
Everybody was ready.
Captain Picard?
The takeoff was perfect.
Dude, it is Captain Picard! Holy crap, and he's bald too! I didn't even notice that!
Until now. So we have to cross fingers.
I wonder if he says engage every time they tell me. Will you please stop saying engage every time you are clear for takeoff? It's getting annoying.
Far from plain sailing.
No, we cannot call it the Enterprise, you stupid fuck.
The plane's takeoff was delayed last week after vital communication technology failed. The aircraft has 12,000 solar cells built into its wings.
Jesus Christ.
It's designed to slowly ascend throughout the day, charging its batteries for the night flight. If successful, the project's proposed budget of $94 million could build a similar aircraft, which will attempt to fly around the world without fuel in 2012. All calm in the skies after takeoff, and high hopes for this aviation first.
See, the thing about that, though, is it's a very spindly fucking plane. You know what I'm saying? If you look at it, there's really nothing to it. We're still a long way from, solar-powered airliners, because there's a shit ton more stuff to power on those planes, and there's a lot more weight to move, so it takes more power for the engines to move it.
Or we just have to come up with another alternative for more power.
Yeah. So we're
put
we're
bike pedals inside.
Do fucking Wright Brothers the shit out of that motherfucker. Put like 4 or 5 paper wings and some bike pedals. Ah, oh, fuck. And then we require all the pilots to have Groucho Marx mustaches. Because that inspires confidence.
All right. I'm waiting for a movie to come out.
What movie?
Just a minute. A movie called Grease.
Didn't that already come out?
Did it?
Yeah.
Maybe it did.
One with John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John.
Yeah, that's it. I'm waiting for that movie to come out.
It already came out.
No, it's coming out again.
Are they re-releasing it?
Yeah, except for it's different.
What are they doing to Grease?
Okay, picture this. The same movie. Exact same movie.
All male review?
But it's got down in the bottom.
Instead of Olivia Newton-John, it's Nathan Lane?
No, it's got the lyrics. So everybody in the, who's sitting in there watching it can sing.
Oh, so it's going to be like
everybody
the,
sings.
It's going to be like the Rocky Horror Picture Show kind of a thing. You go to the theater and it's a participation thing.
Yeah, and everybody sings.
Oh wow! I'm surprised. Actually, I'm surprised they haven't done that sooner, considering the, you know, the appeal of like the whole Rocky. Did you ever do the Rocky Horror Picture Show thing?
No.
Fucking.
I've seen people dress up.
You dress up and you
down the block.
Yeah, and you go to the fucking theater and it's a fucking group participation with the movie. It's fucking funner than shit. I look horrible in a corset. That's all I'm going to say. But my legs do look good in stockings, though. But yeah, I'm that surprises me that they haven't done something like that with Grease sooner.
Sing along.
Because how popular the Rocky Horror was. And, you know, given Grease's popularity.
I thought I was the only one at home that actually sung along to that when it came on.
I actually can't stand
Sorry, guys, I can't come over right now. I'll be over in an hour. I got something real important to do later.
Yeah, I got to sing along with Grease, and then I got a whole bunch of cocks to suck. My day's full.
I'm going to hold some dicks. I'll be over to hold
you. Going to hold some dicks. Speaking of, dude, we're going to move on to, I think the world's going to end. Like, I'm dead serious, dude. Speaking of movies and sing-alongs, because you know everybody's going to fucking sing along with this. Have you heard anything about the fucking Smurf movie?
No.
Dude, I got the official teaser trailer for it right here.
A Smurf movie.
Dude, I'm going to bring this up right now. Who the fuck is in this thing? I'm not even kidding you. Neil Patrick Harris is in this thing.
Who's that?
Doogie Howser.
Oh, yeah? And then the Smurfs.
Fucking Sophie Vergara's in it.
Are they going to paint themselves blue? So
dude, Jokey Smurf is voiced by Paul Reubens. Please tell me you know who Paul Reubens is.
No.
Fucking Pee Wee Herman.
Oh, my God.
Fucking Gargamel is being played by fucking Hank Azaria. Dude, Hank Azaria is one of the greatest fucking voice actors ever. He's doing a fucking Smurf movie. Fucking George Lopez is no surprise. He'll do anything for a fucking paycheck.
Holy crap. The Smurf.
John Oliver is going to play Vanity Smurf. Jeff Foxworthy is going to do a fucking voice of a Smurf. Wolfgang Puck.
I think he was already in the Smurfs original. Smurfs cartoons. I think he appeared in one of them.
Yeah, dude. They're doing the official fucking. There's a lot of fucking names in this. Jesus goddamn Christ. I'm like, seriously? It's the Smurfs.
Oh, man.
But I got the fucking teaser. I downloaded the teaser trailer.
All right.
For it right here.
Nice.
Wait for it. Wait for it. In a world that sucks! They have made a Smurf movie, and it's gonna blow.
Prepare yourself
for crap.
Oh, what?
For something big.
Oh, see the pun there? See the pun?
Something magical.
Yeah. Magically gay.
Because next summer, our world is about to get Smurf.
Right in the ass.
In 3D.
In fucking 3D, bitches.
La, 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 la.
Have we officially run out of shit to fucking make movies about? Jesus fucking Christ. Didn't they make a Josie and the Pussycats movie?
Nice.
I'm like, I'm pretty sure that they made like fucking Underdog, and they apparently didn't learn from that utter fuck failure. What the fuck, dude? The world is coming to an end. They've made a Smurfs movie. 2012, we get the Snorks. After that, it's Speed Buggy. whatever that fucking show was where everybody raced around and that with that dude Dick Dastardly. They're going to make a movie out of that. Dude, it's the fucking end of the world, man. The fucking Smurfs in 3D. I don't know about you, dude, but I'm getting sick of this 3D shit.
Like it's just starting. 3D is just starting.
Everybody is just like, oh my god, in 3D. Wait until they start.
Do you actually have to wear glasses to see that?
Yes, they have special 3D. They look like sunglasses. They don't look like the old school fucking red and blue 3D glasses that gave you fucking cataracts and glaucoma and shit because you wore them all fucking day. Like that asshole from the Back to the Future movie.
Okay, when you go to see the Smurfs, and you go with your buddy, do you sit next to him or do you put a gay buffer between you?
A gay buffer?
That's what it's called, the empty seat between you.
Oh, I thought you meant like an actual gay person.
That's a gay buffer. The empty seat between you and your buddy is called the gay buffer.
Urban word of the day.
Oh, gay buffer?
Yeah. There was another one, too, right? If I
can
remember it.
I'm going to do one last video. I've been meaning to talk about this for a while. There is, I don't know if you saw it on the news, it's been on the news a lot. There, I think it's in Indonesia. There's a fucking 2-year-old kid that chain smokes like 2 packs a day.
A 2-year-old kid.
2-year-old kid, little fat 2-year-old Indonesian tubbo.
2 packs.
Smoking.
That's $10 worth of cigarettes.
Smoking Tupac.
A 2-pack. Wow.
You smoke a 2-pack. Here's the video for it.
All right, thank you. Internet video of a 2-year-old Indonesian boy who smokes, get this, 40 cigarettes a day has caused a stir
Tupac.
Around the world.
You like
check
a Tupac?
Out this video. The boy's father pays about $5 every day for 2 packs of Little Artie's favorite brand.
Little Artie.
He doesn't get his nicotine fix. His family says the toddler goes into
look
a rage
shit.
And throws tantrums.
He's blowing smoke rings?
Yeah, dude, watch this. His fucking one of his cousins slaps his hand with a cigarette,
and he
gives him this, like, bitch, fuck you look.
And says Little Artie is perfectly healthy, but the situation has drawn outrage from some people.
Bitch, I will kill you.
To child abuse, and we'll be right back.
That kid's 2 years old.
2 years old, dude, blowing smoke rings. I can't even blow a fucking smoke ring. I'm 30.
Did you see him flip that cigarette around his
fingers?
Yeah,
I tried doing that one time when I was drunk, and I ended up...
between your fingers?
No, that's the least of your problems. I tried doing it when I was drunk, and I put the lid in back in my mouth.
Yeah.
Don't ever think you're fucking Boris from goddamn GoldenEye and try to flip a cigarette like he flips a pen. And then just be a badass at the bar, kind of little shit face, and be like, so how you doing, baby? Go put the cigarette back in your mouth and just... Ah! Yeah, it hurts. Hurts a lot.
All
right. Yeah, dude. All right. That was the... dude, fucking 2 years old. And
nah,
he's a chain smoker. 2 packs a day.
There's no laws over there or something.
It's completely lawless, dude. Women and children just raping and pillaging.
God.
Oh, it's fucking horrible. Horrible. 2-year-old smoking.
There. I think we can have fun over there.
Fuck yeah, dude. If 2-year-olds can smoke, then why can't we wipe out an entire village of people with a machine gun?
Why would we want to do that, though? We can make them our slaves.
I rule the world.
Change my name to General something. Let's see, what do I got on my list? Oh! Do I have that on here? Oh my god, I can't believe, dude. Have you heard of the newest viral video? I was up and about at like 3 in the morning when this hit. Dude, the double rainbow guy?
No, viral? He's just taking over?
This video is fucking everywhere. Everybody's talking about it. The Twitterverse is a buzz. Double rainbow.
Rainbow.
It's a dude on a nature hike. I think he's stoned out of his fucking gourd. And he sees a full-on double rainbow all the way. Whoa. Dude, it's fucking... I'm going to cue it up. This shit's fucking... Yeah, dude.
Because you're doing something.
Oh, wait.
That's Mel Gibson.
That's Mel Gibson. I need to get a fucking producer that I can just go and cue up clip 12 there, Steve. Cue up clips. Steve.
If you're black, don't go rape his girlfriend there.
Yeah, no shit.
Wife.
Whoa, that's a full rainbow.
Whoa.
All the way. Double rainbow.
Double
oh my
fucking
God.
Rainbow.
It's a double rainbow all the way. Whoa, that's so intense. Whoa, man. Whoa. Whoa.
Double rainbow, man.
Whoa. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Whoa. Oh, my. Wow. Woo! Yeah.
Full on double double rainbow all the way.
Oh my god, look at that.
Starts crying,
it's
dude.
Starting to even look like a triple rainbow.
No shit, a triple rainbow?
Oh my god, it's full on.
Holy fuck.
Double rainbow all the way across the sky.
Wow. Oh, that means two pots of golds, you fucking Larky Charms eating fag.
Oh my god.
I promised myself I wouldn't cry.
God.
I wish that guy would just shut up and go back to Chico.
Dude, fucking.
What
does this mean?
Dude,
what does it mean?
What does it mean? It means God fucking hates you, you hippie fuck fruitcake.
Oh, God.
What does this mean?
It's so bright.
Wow.
Oh, my God. It's so bright and vivid.
Oh, it's so beautiful. Oh, my God. I love it. I'm just gonna sit here and jerk off to a double rainbow.
Beautiful.
Oh, I wanna fuck it. I wanna fuck the double rainbow. Yeah, that's about all I can stand of that guy. Now we now know what happened to Bill S. Preston Esquire. Dude, he's smoking a lot of weed, living in the hills of San Dimas, looking at double rainbows all the way. Was that Keanu, dude? It's the first thing I thought. I'm like, is this a video? Is this like Keanu's camping trip? He got fucking stoned. He's like, wow, I think I'm still in the Matrix. Nobody ever sees a double rainbow all the way. I love it when my double rainbow goes all the way. Yeah, dude, what the fuck? Fucking hippies. Dude, that thing is already fucking like 80 bazillion fucking hits. Like 30,000 people have already run it through auto-tunes.
Why is everybody going, wow, dude, you gotta check out the double rainbow, man.
Everybody's just laughing at the fucking stupid hippie going, what the fuck is this dude smoking?
Are they really trying to see it? Well, I want to see what the double rainbow looks like.
No, it's pretty much like it's a double rainbow. That means there's a lot more moisture than normal in the fucking atmosphere. And so it's refracting the light multiple times. Stop smoking so much weed. What does it mean, man? It means that the apocalypse has come. You should totally eat a bullet and get out before the rest of us. Run, hippie, run. Hey, did you realize today's 7-Eleven?
Today is?
Yes. Fuck it. I dub this official Slurpee Day.
I think we should go to 7-Eleven and buy some Slurpee.
Do the entire store like... actually, we should go in and go find a 7-Eleven and go in and just walk in and go, Happy 7-Eleven Day! Happy 7-Eleven Day to you. Slurpees are free!
7-Eleven.
God damn it, get out of my store, you stupid fat white man. Stop talking like that. I don't talk like that, you son of a bitch. Get the fuck out of my store, you bastard. You are a racist son of a bitch.
But then...
Middle.
You don't get paid for Independence Day. I don't know why.
They don't celebrate Independence Day. They celebrate 7-Eleven. They don't celebrate 7-4. 7-Eleven. It is our Independence Day. We came here, and then we got the convenience store, and it was awesome. The Beyond!
That's why you didn't get his... That's why he didn't get it on his check. The Independence Day.
Oh, yeah. No, but he'll get paid for 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven. We should do an entire podcast like this. Hello. We should, like, do, like, tech support. We should put a fake ad in the paper for tech support and have it be, like a Skype line for people to call us. And we can, that will be our broadcast, is people calling thinking they are getting a hold of tech support. And we can just, hello, welcome. Welcome to Punjabi Tech Support. How may I help you today?
My pajamas don't zipper up right.
Okay, what I'm going to need you to do, sir, is I'm going to need you to unplug your computer and then take it. Do you live in an apartment, sir? Yes, you're going to need to throw it out the window because you're too stupid to own a fucking computer, you moron. Yes, no. Is it turned on? That's probably why it doesn't work, you stupid asshole.
Oh, speaking of that, I got a problem with this computer right now.
I thought you were going to say you had a problem with your asshole. I'm like, I can't fix that.
Put my asshole outside.
Welcome to Mike Gacy's podcast and tech support. Donald is turning on the computer. Hold on 1 minute. He's showing me that it doesn't.
Only real good fucking fans will get that joke. Yeah, bitches. So speaking of great jokes, fucking, what I need you to do is, in a web browser, in an address bar, I need you to go ahead and type in T-H-E-D-R-U-N-K E-N. M-O. O-G. L-E.
Drunken Monkey?
No, L-E, not L-Y. Okay. .com. .com! Thank you, hit enter. I found the greatest fucking Tumblr blog. The Drunken Moogle. Moogle.
Dashing.
It shows you how to make nerd cocktails. If you scroll down through it, there's drinks based off of fucking video games.
And what's this?
I don't get that one. That is a Japanese reference that's beyond me. So
it's like
a Hello Green Sick Kitty thingy. I don't know, but there's one. There's a lot of them. There's like a that one's not a drink. Keep scrolling. There we go. The Princess Peach cocktail from Princess Peach from Mario Brothers. There's a ton of Mario Brothers drinks, dude, like the warp pipe and the Goomba and all kinds of shit. Wii Tennis drinking games. What is that one?
Bloody Rose.
Yeah, I don't get that reference. There's Kingdom Hearts etched drinking glasses. He shows you where to get drinking glasses. The Fat Man, Fallout 3. Does that say Fallout 3?
Yes. Yep, Fallout 3
Fallout
cocktail.
3 cocktail. But keep going down. I'll tell you which one there's a couple of them we want to review. Click where it says older posts. They've got a couple of Resident Evil cocktails. One of them is called the T-Virus, and the other one is the T-Virus Antidote.
Nothing there.
You got to wait for it to load. It's just a mug. That one's just a mug. But I forget what page it's on. The T-Virus, I forget what's in it, but it's got a piece of blue licorice wrapped up.
What's that say about Halo?
Inebriants approved for marine consumption. Falcon Fizz, Plasma Grenade, Carnage Sunset, and the Dirty Manasses. Dirty Manasses. Manasses. Oh, my bad. I thought that said Dirty Manasses. There's the Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Lime. It's basically the mana bar. I don't know where it's at. It serves a mojito that they call the Ocarina of Lime, based off of Legend of Zelda, the Ocarina of Time.
You spend much time drinking? The drinking game. What's this?
That one is the Freezard. There's a ton of them on there that are just fucking brilliant. And he talks about different bars that serve different nerd drinks and whatnot. And I think it would be awesome to open a nerd bar in this area.
In this area?
Yeah, it serves shit like this. They have video games in there and fucking D&D shit. You know what I'm saying? And fucking serve and come up with our own fucking like nerd booze.
The bikers are here. Everybody lock
like there's
the doors.
The Sonic the Hedgehog.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
It's a fucking blue and red layered drink. If you fucking read what's in it, because it gives instructions on what's in it. It is what is that? One part grenadine, one part
methylmint schnapps.
Menthamint schnapps and blue. I can never pronounce that shit. Kukrako. 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 Lou Crack.
Sonic Adventure.
Yes, it's the Sonic Schnapps drink.
What about the Purple Flurple?
What the fuck is a Purple Flurple?
I
remember a Purple Nurple. That's where you get your nipple all fucked up by a friend.
Purple Flurple. It's off of that movie, that show.
You lost me.
The one Chad showed us.
Wow, is Donald...
Supernatural?
Oh.
His brother was drinking a purple flurple. They both had their ideas of what happened. They went to their uncle or somebody.
When they were telling the story. Yeah. I vaguely remember that.
His brother pictures him coming walking in and acting again. What are you doing?
I did not act like that, you fucking asshole.
That's great.
But yeah, if you want to see how to make fucking some really great Pac-Man bottle opener, how cool is that shit?
Yeah. I'm going to have to get the Pac-Man bottle opener for your beer today, boy.
Crack. Fucking,
crack.
I just realized, there it is, the warp pipe. That is a Super Mario Brothers drink. It looks like a fucking warp pipe. It's a green alcohol concoction poured into a highball glass,
Mike's
so it looks
hard
like a...
Lemonade.
It kind of looks like... No, it's Mike's Hard Limeade. Yeah, it's once again some more of that blue kakakoo shit. And then Mike's Hard Limeade and some Bali Melon, Balls Lemon, Bowls Lemon, whatever, Bowls Melon.
See how far the warp pipe goes.
All the way up my ass. Pokemon drinking game. I don't even think I want to fucking know. But yeah, check out the Drunken Moogle. It's fucking great, man. And I think you can submit stuff, too. So if you can come up with any nerd drinks of your own, fucking go for it. I think, like, fucking opening a fucking nerd bar would be the shit. Check that one out, dude. The Blue Bomber. It's a fucking...
Mega Man.
It's a Mega Man fucking drink. And you have to use the Mega Man energy drink, the E-Tank energy drink that I didn't even know fucking existed until the other day. Ben and I were just on here looking at this, and he spotted that before I did, and he goes, what the fuck? Mega Man energy drink? And it's an E-Tank. In Mega Man, you would get a little E-Tank to refill your energy. In Japan, they started making E-Tank, the energy drink. And as you can see, it's got Mega Man, fucking old-school 8-bit Mega Man on the can, dude. It's like $4 to buy it off one can off of Amazon. Like $4 plus shipping. So there better be opium in that shit. Or at least like a Japanese hand job.
It's that blue Kukuraku stuff, yeah.
That seems to be a fucking, like a constant in nerd drinks.
Shot shit.
Is it one of those drop shot into glass and then drink?
Yeah, it looks like it. I'm dropping it in.
Yeah. See, I'm not a big drinker, so I don't get a lot of that stuff.
What was that?
There's a lot of stuff on here that's just pictures. There's Shadow the Hedgehog, the drink to go along with Sonic the Hedgehog. It's mostly video game stuff. There's some fucking Resident Evil, Mario Brothers, Sonic, Legend of Zelda. There's a lot of Final Fantasy stuff. It's fucking great.
What the hell's the world coming to? What if a biker steps in that bar and says, give me a beer? Well, we ain't got beer. What do you want?
Bullshit. You can buy... They make Star Wars beer. I don't know if they still sell it.
You want Star Wars beer?
It's called Imperial...
Star Trek beer?
No, it's called Imperial Stout Trooper. And dude, I found it online. I don't know if they still sell it, but it's Star Wars beer.
Do you want to be the bartender that tells the biker that he has to get some Star Wars stout beer?
The thing is, the bartender is now on fucking your turf. It's not like you walking into a bar full of bikers that are badasses. It's one biker walking into your bar, and if he don't watch it, he'll get his ass fucking cornholed with a lightsaber. He'll walk out of there limping with half a fucking lightsaber hilt sticking out of his goddamn butthole.
Jesus.
Don't you ever come back.
Alright.
But yeah, I think it would be fun to open a nerd bar. Bunch of video games in there. So instead of a pool table, you have a table set up where you can play Risk. Shit like that. Dude, serve nerd drinks.
And we could record in the bathroom and get old my dick.
I think it's a recipe for fucking money, making a nerd bar. I wish I had the money to invest. Oh, there it is, the T-Virus. You remember that from Resident Evil, the thing that turned the people into zombies?
Yeah.
Nice. That one's the T-Virus antidote. It's a green Twizzler inside of a shot glass to give it the look. Remember the little vials of the T-Virus that had that swirly thing in it?
Yeah.
In the fucking game,
it's a piece of licorice.
It's a piece of green. It's a green Twizzler. If you fucking scroll down, it'll tell you. I think it's like Everclear, watermelon vodka. Oh no, this one is silver rum and watermelon vodka. The other one is silver rum and Everclear. And a blue Twizzler. That's what makes the T-Virus. The T-Virus antidote is a green Twizzler inside of... Yeah, there's the original T-Virus right there. And I believe it is Everclear and Silver Rum. Am I right?
Who would drink a quarter shot of Everclear? That'd kill you.
Dude, I hung out with a German chick once that could drink half a fucking glass of that shit and just walk away like it was nothing. That crap scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, that would be fun to have a bar like that.
I think it'd be great to go to a fucking bar like that. How kick-ass would that be, dude? That's a bar I would hang out at. You know what I'm saying? A bar where I would... Because I hate those fucking bars where you go in and it's nothing but a meat market. And, you know, it's like a fucking club. And that's all we have around here, these stupid clubs. Where you go in and it's nothing but a meat market and you gotta put up with fucking, like, hours and hours.
You're gonna hear the...
Dude, we'll play the mini bosses all day, dude. Have you heard the mini bosses?
No.
The mini bosses are the shit, dude. They're a band that plays Nintendo music. Like fucking rock style. And it's the shit, dude. The mini bosses are the shit, bitch. Dude, play nothing but the mini bosses, fucking MC Chris all night.
We'll have the guest appearance from the people who were in that bar where Luke, was it? No.
Oh, yeah, the cantina music? Fuck yeah, dude. We'll play the fucking cantina band music all the time. Black buzzfish sticks from the sea, they cook so tender and flaky. Sorry. I was watching Robot Chicken the other day. But yeah, dude, I think that would be a fucking win. Would be a nerd bar in this area. We need some money. I say we start a nerd bar / podcasting.
But nobody's ever seen what a bunch of nerds, drunk nerds, actually would do. So
what are we going to do? Get like, pi wrong? It's 3.14273. Wait, no. I mean, what the fuck are we going to do? I mean, of course, the real good nerds might get drunk and accidentally build an A-bomb to show off and blow us all to fucking holy hell.
No, we turn them in. Hard to tell.
Somebody might date rape the nerds. And they have a podcast. I still have to check that out. The Drunken Moogle podcast. I have yet to check that out. I forgot Moogle about that. So
is recording.
Because I'm big on promoting other people's podcasts.
Good night.
When was that posted? Should have a date on it.
August. No, at 5:27 p.m. 2010. April 1st.
So, yeah, no official review yet because I haven't heard it, but I'm going to check out the Drunken Moogle podcast.
Twitter or Facebook?
From thedrunkenmoogle.com. Apparently, they have a Twitter account and a Facebook account as well. Donald. Oh, that's to share it on Facebook. That's to share the Drunken Moogle. But, dude, I found that and I was really fucking. I honestly, for a while, I'm like, wow, I wonder if the bank would give us a fucking loan. Dude, because how cooler than shit would it be to fucking start a fucking a nerd bar?
You have to buy a license first.
You gotta get a liquor license and all that shit.
You buy one from someone who already has one.
Yeah. Find a bar that's going out of business and fucking get their liquor license and fucking open a nerd bar. Make mixed cocktails like that with fucking nerdy names. Fucking have a bunch of video games set up, dude. Play fucking nerd music like MC Chris, the mini bosses, fucking... Star Wars music in the background, dude.
We'll have our own sound booth set up so each group of people can come in and make their own podcast.
We can have a dance night where people can come in and dance. Have a DJ dressed up as a stormtrooper. Dude, how kick-ass would that be? I'm telling you, a fucking nerd bar is a license to make money. I'm fucking telling you. Dude, I think it would go over extremely fucking well.
In Chico.
I think in any city... Like, city. It has to be a city. It's not going to work in, like, a little fucking podunk, hick-ass community. Like in Paradise, it wouldn't work or shit like that. But I think, like, in a city, in any city where you've got a sizable... Especially, like, Chico that's got a college, you know, where there's probably a sizable nerd population. Nerds, geeks, dweebs, dorks, you know?
And those people who dress in black with the orange.
Oh, goths? Fucking goths. Emo bastards. They're not allowed. Why not? They're not happy. You have to smile
I
to get
they
in.
Were nerds.
To get, no, fuck no. Jesus Christ, I just got offended. Fuck emo kids. No, if I ever make a nerd bar, you know what? I'm going to keep them little sons of bitches out of my bar. You know how? You got to smile to get in the door. That's how you get in. That's how you keep those emo fuckers out. Yeah, they're always like, life hates me and it's so bad. It's so, oh my God, I should totally slit my wrist, but I'm too much of a chicken shit to actually do it because the only time I've ever seen blood, I actually passed out. And I'm so goth that I, you know... You have to smile to get into the nerd bar. That's how you keep them little emo bitches out. Emo goth fuck faces.
So if you just walk up the door and go... Come on in.
Yeah, but no, but we keep an eye on you. We keep a fucking eye on you.
On all the nerds?
No, on anybody that walks in. We keep
That's
an eye on them.
If
you start exhibiting emo tendencies... We'll have a jukebox there, and we'll have, like, a couple of fucking emo songs on the jukebox.
Emo? What is that? Metallica?
No, emo is like that fucking whiny fucking, you know, goth rock fucking black metal shit. Like, nobody loves me. The chick I love won't fuck me. Everyone hates me. Blah, blah, blah. I'm emo. Dude, we'll have a couple of emo songs on the motherfucking, like, where songs on the fucking jukebox as a fucking test to find those little bitches. So when they go over and they go, oh my God, that's my favorite band. I'm going to just label it.
The light goes off. And
yeah, just label it. Just label E7 as that song. But it's actually like a fucking hooked up to it. It's a fucking recording of a klaxon. Fucking, they're like, oh my God, that's my favorite band. It makes me so sad that I want to kill myself. I'm going to listen to that one. Click.
Emos! There are emos on the premises. Everyone cease and desist. Find the emo.
And the spotlight would come on. And
fuck yeah, dude.
Right there.
Oh, emos in the light, dude. They burst into flames. Emos. It's like punk, but for pussies.
Do they ever grow up? What do they do when they grow up?
Hopefully they eat a bullet. I mean, that's what happens in the back of my head in my fantasy world.
Emo, 35, 40 years old.
Dude, actually, I seen better.
What?
I was in fucking Walmart, and this dude was 80 years old. I shit you not, he was 80 years old if he was a fucking day, and the dude was gangstered out. Like, hat, not backwards, but motherfuck sideways, okay? Got tattoos all over his throat and shit.
Oh,
he's like 80 years old wearing this big baggy red fucking t-shirt. New gangsta stops at like fucking like 30, and that's pushing it. Like, gangsta stops if you've sold a platinum record at any time in your life. You can push it till 40. But dude, like 75, 80 years old.
Well, he just got out of prison here.
Stop being gangsta. Baggy pants with his ass hanging out. Dude, he's somebody's fucking grandfather. And fucking, like, somebody came on the intercom to announce some shit to the Walmart shoppers, and my brain replaced it with, "Attention Walmart shoppers, will the 80-year-old gangster motherfucker please get the shit out of Walmart? You're not Tupac, shut up and get out. You're fired, leave. Thank you." That's why I don't work at places like Walmart, because I would see shit like that and be like, "This is to Grandfather Tupac. Please get the fuck out of the beer aisle. You're not wanted here. Yes, you leave. You. Yeah, 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 we're talking to you. Yeah, you. Leave. Now. Thank you. Come again." Actually, don't, because you're a douche. That's why I don't work at places with fucking intercoms. But yeah, dude. 80-year-old fucking like, "What's up, nigga?" And I think he was white, dude. Like, he was kind of tan, but I'm pretty sure he was fucking white. And it was just horrible looking, dude. Fucking pathetic.
What did we cover today?
My asshole.
Mel Gibson? Mel Gibson.
Fucking Mel Gibson. Plain stuff. I don't know. Nothing really relevant and important. Dude, I have to say, dude, I'm gonna fucking... You're with Sprint, correct?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Do you have issues with your fucking service?
No, I never use it.
My fucking phone sucks, dude.
Phone.
I think I got my ass ripped off. I got one of those LG Lotuses with a full QWERTY keyboard and blah, blah, blah. Because it was pretty much free with a... You know, you sign the new 2-year agreement and give them your soul, and they'll give you a shiny little fucking phone. Doesn't do half the shit that it's supposed to do. So I get a wired headset for it, okay? Because I don't like Bluetooth headsets. I like Bluetooth headphones for my iPod. I don't like the Bluetooth headset for my phone. I don't want to charge it constantly, shit like that, blah, blah, blah. I just want to be able to throw it in my car and forget about it until I get back in my car and I need to drive. And I can always slap it in and talk on the phone. So... The fucking phone has voice dialing. I'm pretty sure like 100% of all cell phones now have voice dialing, where you hold down the talk button and it gives you options. And you can say, you know, say the name or say the number. Or you can, like, if you've got something, like, I've got you programmed into my phone.
That's for geeks like...
And if I'm driving, I should be able to hold down the little button on the headset and it'll tell my phone, "Hey, he's holding down the button. He wants to voice dial something." And my phone goes, "Oh, okay, hold on." And then you hear, in the little Sprint computer operator cunt voice, "Call. Please say a command." And I go, "Okay. Call." Boop. Time recognition over. Or recognition time over. So, on the way over to Orville here, I was trying to call you. Okay, and I had my window down, and there were people next to me, and they had their passenger window down so they could hear me, and they looked at me like I'd lost my fucking mind, because I looked like a fucking cuckoo bird, because my phone was fucking up, and I'd fucking hold it down, and it'd go, "Call, please say a command." I go, "Call." Recognition time over. What the fuck? Hold it down. "Call, please say a command." "Call." Recognition time over. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I hold it down again. Apparently, right as somebody pulled up next to me, my window's down, their passenger's window's down, and they pull up just in time to hear this. Boop. "Call. Please say a command." "Call. Call. Call, call, call. Call, 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 call. Call, 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 call. Call, 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 call. Call, call, call. Oh! Voice recognition time over. Fuck. Yeah! Yeah!
Holy shit, they're staring at you.
Who is?
The people.
Well, there's people staring at me?
The people next to you in your car.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you meant right now. I'm like, there's people? Yeah, dude, I look over and they're just like, what the fuck? Because they can't see my headset because it's on my right ear. So they just see me holding a steering wheel going, call! 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 And I look over and just wide-eyed as fuck, like, holy shit! Yeah, dude, it's fucking annoying. Or, you know what's really fucking annoying?
Just go.
Okay, you've got a headset. So you think, I could leave my phone in my pocket and just have my headset, which is, you know, that's what you're supposed to be able to do. Somebody calls, you hit the button on the headset and go,
hello?
Hello?
Guess what? My phone? It won't do shit unless you open the fucking phone. Because it's a clamshell phone. So to actually use any of the fucking, to make the voice dialing work right, you've got to flip it open so it's open and then lay it on your seat. Then you hold down the button and it goes, call, please say a command. And you go, call. And it goes, please say name or number or say phone type. Donald, mobile. Did you say Moni? No. Did you say Brenda? No. Did you say Fafnagaba? That's not even a word. You fucking asshole phone. Did you say Donald? Yes. And then it just hangs up. Dude, it's fucking infuriating. Dude, I've fucking given up on voice dial.
And you're stuck with this phone for how long now?
Another year.
The year.
I'm with Sprint. As soon as my contract is up, later, bitches, I'm going to somewhere else. I'm not going to AT&T because I used to have AT&T and it sucks. I'm thinking Verizon. Because that new the new Droid X is coming out and that thing just got a better phone review than the iPhone on all the nerd stuff. So I think I'm going to go with the... I don't know, though, that fucking... The iPhone 4, I don't know how much you've seen on it, dude. It's got fucking video chat.
I don't know. You know, I don't pay that much attention to phones. Dude, phones, to me, it's...
It's got video chat on your phone.
Oh, no shit. So you can walk around and talk.
Yeah, and see each other.
Video.
Yeah. Because it's got a camera on the front and the camera on the back. So you can sit and look face-to-face and talk to the person. Or you can go, hey, check that out. Boop! And it switches to the other camera, and now they're seeing what's that way. But the thing is, they have to have an iPhone 4, and I'm pretty sure the
kind.
Yeah, same kind, and I'm pretty sure like the fucking you have to get the special kick-ass internet package to be able to do that. So I'm pretty sure that's like $300 a month.
Wow.
But the thing is, do you know how many marriages that's going to destroy?
I don't know.
Some dude's going to, you know, fucking buy him and his wife a fucking iPhone 4 for Christmas because they love each other, and then one day he's going to be drunk and at the strip club when he told his wife that he was at his mother's house. And she's going to call, and he's going to accidentally hit video chat. And he's going to be like, hi, honey, how's it going? I'm still hanging out with my mom. Really? Because there's a naked bitch rubbing her tits on her shoulder, on your shoulder there. Because you turned on video phone, you fucking moron. I wonder how many marriages that's going to end, because you accidentally... They need to make it complicated to get to that iPhone, that fucking video phone feature. So you don't accidentally fucking video butt video phone ass dial somebody. Because I can't tell you how many times somebody's accidentally... Have you accidentally ever accidentally ass dialed somebody?
Yeah, a couple times.
Can you imagine accidentally getting ass dialed with a fucking video phone? Or you set it on the counter?
You know,
while you're taking a shower, you set it on the counter in the bathroom and somebody calls and your cat accidentally, like... steps on the phone and activates the fucking voice dial or the phone dial.
I don't know. I get enough calls from
video
like,
phone.
Like Sid. Sid will call me enough times already. Just a phone. I don't want to see him. I don't. That's the last person I want to see.
Dude, are you like me with the phone? You're just like, oh, the phone's ringing. Do I really want to answer it? Like, and it has nothing to do with the person that's calling. It's just like, I really hate talking on the phone. I really fucking do. And I've had all these people going, oh, you got fired? You should totally come work at the call center with me.
Call center?
No. 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 I'm horrible at phones, dude. I was a fucking telemarketer for like 15 minutes. My first clue that the job was going to suck was it was in a shed attached to a Texaco in Marysville. And you walk in and there's like a bunch of rectangular conference tables stacked or lined up into an even bigger rectangle. And there's phones stuck on all of them. Next to all the phones, next to each phone, it's a thing of baby wipes and some Lysol. You know, like, wow, really? What's that for? And then your coworkers walk in. And you're like, oh, that's why I need to disinfect everything in here. Holy crap! That's disgusting! Are those open sores? That's awesome! Yeah, this one lady, I swear to God, dude, she did not own a fucking mirror. At all. Because if she owned a fucking mirror, she would not have left the house wearing a tube top. Because she had stretch marks, looked like she got mauled by a fucking bear. Dude, they were like deep and black. And she was pasty fuck white. Dude, it seriously looked like she might, they might not have been stretch marks. She might have got mauled by a fucking cougar. Yeah, dude. I just don't do that, and I'm kind of a dick. So could you imagine if I'm having a bad day at work at the fucking call center?
Yeah.
I'm like, thank you for calling the call center. How can I help you today? And they're like, I need to pull up my medical records for, hold on, slow down. My English is not too good. I need to pull up your yesterday records for the phone with the health insurance. Like, no, you need. I need you to pull up my dental records for my son because I need to see. Okay, I need to pull up your son's appendix history with the dental insurance. And the, no, God damn it. Click. Like, well, another satisfied customer. Let me transfer you to my supervisor. Just put it on mute. 2 seconds later. Hello, I am his supervisor. How can I help you today?
I swear to God, that happened to me the last time I talked to a guy.
What? Podcast. He goes, let me transfer you to a supervisor.
No, I said, I want to talk to your supervisor now.
Hold on a sec.
Hello, I'm the supervisor. Yeah. I'm totally the supervisor.
Fucking liar, you're the same guy. Fucking
guy, yeah. But I'm also the supervisor.
I can't do phone work, man. Weird. I would be too tempted.
Yeah, same fucking accent.
Because people, they call and they get mad at you.
Fucking dude.
They call and get mad at you, dude. And they're like, you need to fix my account right now. And I'm like, okay, sir, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to hit this key and click. Hang up on him. Oh, I'm sorry. We were accidentally disconnected, sir. Thank you. Drive through. I'll do that before I do call center work. Fuck that shit. Dude, I still swear to God, I think I should get a job at Burger King just for a fucking day.
Just to get fired.
Yeah, just to walk in and be like, okay, is this the microphone? What, I'm fired? Okay, thanks. Nice knowing you guys.
Thanks so much, Choco. This lady's got one right over here. Taco extra cheese.
I think I should get a job at fucking Walmart. Or not Walmart. Or that too. Anywhere with an intercom. Jesus Christ. I was thinking about protesting. Doing that professionally.
Protest.
Just holding signs and maybe have a megaphone. Shout indignant things. And just like randomly. I'll call it art. Fuck it. I'll get a grant from California for my performance art. I'll fucking protest like the stupidest shit. I'll fucking protest like dudes holding a sign that says, I need help. You know, anything will help. I'll protest that guy. Like, vehemently. Just like, get down with this guy! He's a douche! He's lying to you! He's feeding you propaganda! He's part of the Republican conspiracy! I think I could... It is a performance piece. It's art, so I should be able to get, like, a Cal Grant or something like that for that?
Meanwhile, that guy's gonna go hungry for the rest of the day.
Yeah, or he fucking stabs me with a spork he found. Fucking melon ballers out my fucking eyeball. And then I'll be standing next to him with a sign that says, this guy cut my eye out. I need money and help, please. All right. I think it'd be fun to be a professional protester. Just find some random old couple.
And you set up in the back of your truck so you can just pull it out real quick where you're driving down the road. Oh, there's a place. Okay, time to go to work.
Actually, the funnest thing to do is if you know there's going to be a fucking huge protest where there's like news cameras and shit. I did this one time because they were having a bunch of fucking anti-war protests and anti-Bush protests down in fucking by Chico State. And I knew there was going to be a lot of them. So
Anti-Bush.
Anti-Bush. Yeah, no, not anti-Bush like we like the dick, but anti-George Bush.
Yeah. I knew that.
But,
I knew that.
Down with Bush, up with asshole. But but what I did is I made a bunch of just fucking retarded protest signs. And one of my favorite ones, anybody, please try this. It is so much fun. You make a big sign that in big letters says, this guy's an asshole, or this guy's a douchebag, or fuck this guy. And then you put an arrow pointing down and to the right or to the left. so that when you're standing next to somebody, it's an arrow pointing to them that says this guy's a douchebag or this guy's an asshole or fuck this guy, and you just stand there. You walk up to the fucking rally with like your sign held so they can't fucking really see it, and then you just stand at the front of the line with that sign. Stand next to the biggest motherfucker there. Biggest, meanest looking son of a bitch right there, dude. And just stand at the front of the line with a sign that says, this guy sucks cock. And a fucking arrow pointing at that dude and just like, yeah, fucking in. Like, yeah, fuck this guy that we're protesting. And fuck you. What are we protesting? George Bush? Okay. Yeah, fuck George Bush. And people slowly drive by and look at your sign and be like, what in the fuck? And eventually they'll look at your sign. Like, oh, what does his sign say? What the fuck? That's when you need to be a little fast on your feet.
That's like the t-shirt that says, I'm with stupid.
Yeah. I like the one that says, I'm with stupid, but is pointing straight up. I always thought that one was great.
It says, I'm with stupid, is pointing both directions.
You see, like 90 arrows just in every fuck direction. I see stupid people. But I highly suggest that this guy is a cocksucker. Protest sign. Just be fast on your feet, man. That's the key right there. You got to be pick a dude that's big, but like maybe like big enough to where he can't run faster than you. That's the fucking key right there. Because you're gonna need to get the fuck out of there fast when he finally reads your sign. This guy sucks dick. I've got the pictures to prove it. It'd be fun. Oh, it's so much fun, dude.
Makes great pictures too.
Yeah. If you can get a friend to fucking.
Just walk out.
Come out with a camera or a video camera or something. It makes for a great photo op. Another fun one is if somebody's holding a war protest. Like they did this one time. They had like a war protest in downtown. I had a bunch of friends. We all got together and we protested peace on the opposite corner from them. They had signs that were just like, down with the fucking Republicans and war is bad and fucking war is evil. We're standing on the other side going, fuck peace. You can't make any money. When there's peace, fuck peace. Peace, kiss my ass. The only peace I like is a piece of ass, maybe a piece of steak. Fuck peace. Dude, and those fucking peacemonger and war protesters, dude, they get violent fast. Oh, yeah, dude, they get fuck mad. Like, one thing I always suggest to people to watch if you like fucking stupid protests was Jackass. When I think it was Chris Pontius was dressed up as the devil.
Oh, yeah.
And he's walking around with a sign that says, keep God out of California. And that one dude walks up and he's like, I'm a fucking Christian and I don't like what you have to say. And he just starts fucking beating the shit out of him. Like, yeah, way to prove our point for us, you fucking douchebag. Yeah, dude, peace protesters or war protesters turn violent very fast with little provocation. All you got to do is poke them a little bit, dude, and they just get fucking infuriated. Like, well, now you're going to have to protest yourself. Fuck that. You want to hold my fuck that guy sign? Here you go. You can use it if you really need it, because you need to start protesting yourself. Have your friend hold the fuck that guy sign, because you're now a violent asshole. So they need to protest you.
Jeez. Wow. Yeah, it sounds fun. I think you have way too much time on your hands.
Dude, I do. It sucks, man. I'm trying to get on at the brewery, but they're not hiring right now.
I just
want to run around screaming shit like Shlemiel and Shlemazel. Haas and Pfeffer Incorporated. We're gonna do it. I'm gonna cut if a dude if I get a job at the brewery, every day I walk into work, I'm gonna fucking give us any chance, we'll take it. Give us any rule, we'll break it. Every day, dude, just come skipping into work. Jeez. We're gonna make our dreams come true. Doing it our way. Have Lenny and Squiggy fucking follow me around because they think I got a nice ass.
Send the glove down the line on top of a
yeah, dude, with bottle. The fucking middle finger up. Wave that as it goes by. I'm serious, man. I'm gonna put that on my fucking resume for the fucking brewery. And when in when on the part on the resume where it says objectives or goals in life, I'm gonna put doing it my way. Give us any chance, I'll take it. Give us any rule, I'll break it. I'm gonna make my dreams come true. I'm going to do it my way. Let me see if they don't hire me. They're probably not going to hire me. But it would be funny if they got the joke. They probably wouldn't. And they'd never look at my resume again. But it would be funny to think that they would go, you know what? That's fucking hilarious. We should hire that guy. We have that position for comedian still open? Good. Fill it. Yes, we now have a brewery jester.
They need one.
Every job needs a jester. Just walk around and making people feel happy. How long have we been... Jesus, It's an hour and 4 minutes already. Wow. Didn't think you could talk about crap for an hour and 4 minutes. Like, yeah. Fucking butthole.
Fart. Fart.
Knocker.
Let's drive down eight hours away from here. And sit in some guy's garage.
Yeah.
How long does the podcast last there? Half an hour?
Shit, I think they did the Buns and Weenies guy, I think they did their live podcast for like 2 fucking hours.
2 hours?
I think it was like 2 fucking hours, man.
Because we'll need 2 hours to
What
rest
was funny was at the end of the, because they do a live thing through their website, and you can listen to them live, okay? At the end, they're fucking, all right, we're out of here and have fun later, everybody. Like we do at the end of our podcast.
Yeah.
And then you hear just like, so, we're going to go check out, hey, honey, you got, no, I'm actually not that
make
drunk.
And,
fuck, blah, 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 blah. And they're just like talking to their fucking wives, dude. And it's still fucking broadcasting. My wife and I were listening to it. We're sitting there going, they're still on the air. Dude, should we say something? Nah. And I was hoping maybe they'd be like, you motherfuckers! Lazy, drunken sons of bitches! Oh, it would have been fucking, oh, brilliant. But then one of the guys noticed. They're like, dude, we're still broadcasting. I'm like, damn it!
Give me another beer.
Fuck. I think it would be, they were drinking Southern Comfort. One of my,
wow, they're not fucking around.
No, it's one of my favorite drinks. Yes. I love Southern Comfort.
Mine too, makes me puke.
Well, that's only when you drink the whole fucking bottle in like 2 swigs.
You told me that it was like, you know, hospitality when someone offers it to you to drink it. So I drank it.
I didn't say all of it in 1 swig. I handed you a
fifth. Well, you wasn't specific about how much.
Oh, okay. I gotta spell it out. Take one drink and then hand it back to me. Take one nanosecond drink and hand it back to me. I have to impose a time limit. I handed
bottle to Donald of Southern Comfort. And
David said, what
yeah,
the fuck? I handed Donald a bottle of Southern Comfort. It was just one of the little fifths, and I go, yeah, have a drink, man. And I fucking would turn around to do something, and I turn back around. I'm like, hey, where'd that Southern Comfort go? And he's like, I'm empty. You told me to have some.
I said,
holy shit.
It's, you know, I drank it and it's...
You drunk is just fucking hilarious too, man.
What?
You
what?
That was fucking 20 minutes of you sitting by the fire, dude. And just like, you just look at me and go, what? And you'd stop laughing. You'd look around all fucking space-eyed. Then you'd look right back at me and your eyes would get all huge. And you just go, what? What? And you point and just go, and it was fucking great.
I can't remember that shit.
Then we threw like all the fucking plastic chairs in the fire, and we started filling beer bottles with fucking kerosene and making Molotov cocktails.
Oh, man.
And I'm like, hey, we're out of bottles for Molotov cocktails. Donald's like, hold on a sec. That hand gesture kind of looks like I'm choking on cock, but I'm actually, fuck it, I'm choking on cock. I'm not going to try and lie to anybody. Yeah, and every time I tried to say, oh, we went camping, you're like, we didn't go camping. We were drinking by the river. Camping sounds gay. Stop saying we were camping. We were drinking by the river. All right, whatever. I was holding his hair back while he was puking by the river. That was the worst thing to wake up to because I was sleeping in the bed of my truck. So it was already awful as fuck, that corrugated bed liner shit. And in the middle of the night, I just hear. And I'm like, what the fuck is that noise? And it's pitch ass dark, and all you hear is fucking the other truck start moving, and you hear Donald just. For like an hour. I bet that's going to come out great in the fucking playback.
Oh, dude. It wasn't that bad.
It was bad for David because he was sleeping in the fucking cab of the truck that you were sleeping in the fucking bed of. And you got up and I hear the truck because it was just that little Toyota just boom, 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 moving around. So he got woke up to what he thought was a herd. At first he thought maybe it was an earthquake probably. And then he thought maybe it was a herd of rhinoceroses.
He was expecting us to
with him.
Yeah, we were playing it. It was a game. We weren't camping.
We were drinking in a van down by the river.
And it was a game.
Wow, that spiked out really loud.
Airsoft game.
Oh, yeah, we're playing airsoft. Three people showed up. We creepily stalked some the other guy, graduating college students.
The other guy was busy killing somebody and going to,
Going to prison. Yeah. Oops.
It was supposed to bring him and his kids. Couldn't make it.
Yeah.
Decided something else was more important.
Like shooting people in the face. No, in the shoulder. Stupid ass people. That's shit like that is one reason I'm on the fence on certain types of gun control. I honestly think there should be a test for you to carry a gun that can be concealed. I think there should be more stringent testing. But then again, he was a convicted felon. He couldn't have a firearm. He had that one illegally, so. As far as I know, he had it. Yeah, because he got charged with felon in possession of a fucking firearm. That was a nice gun, too. That Glock? I don't know where the fuck he got one. He probably traded it for a fucking dime bag.
By the way, Mike, Troy says...
Sweet, I sent him. I don't know what it is, man. I'm starting to feel like a fucking pariah. I call people that I work with. A pariah is somebody that is exiled from a place.
Piranha.
And they are... they're like leopards. Everybody's like, oh my god, don't go near them because that might happen to us too. Like, I got laid off. Now everybody's like... It seems like everybody's like, don't talk to Mike because they'll lay you off too. So all of a sudden, I'm a fucking pariah.
Once they hear this podcast,
It's just like I try and call people and like everybody ignores my fucking calls and shit. I'm like, what? I get fired and all of a sudden
Porter said to say hi to you too.
So wait, how's he liking working in Oroville?
At first he did not like it, but once we moved the desks around and I got him fucking motivated, he loves it.
Carol pissed in his car yet?
Best job he's ever had. No, he took the company car, so she
pisses in that?
Yeah.
Nice. Nice. That's fucking awesome. Well, at an hour and 11 minutes, we're going to go ahead and kill this son of a bitch.
Man, I'll catch you all later.
Had a hell of a time talking to Everett. That's not the right mouse.
Yeah, we're going to...
That's not my mouse. Going to go ahead and...
I just want to say that I love you to Susie. Cookies.
What?
Susie. She made, bread. Zucchini bread.
I don't get free food anymore. God, that blows. Oh, well.
I want to say that I love you to Heidi, my girlfriend.
Nice.
And let me say hi to Cupcake, too. How you doing, Cupcake?
Who the fuck is Cupcake?
Cupcake. You think he'll get mad if I say hi to you?
Who did we call Cupcake? Is that Sid?
No, I just made that up.
Oh, didn't we used to call somebody Cupcake?
Hey, Cupcake. I don't know.
Yeah, we did. There was somebody we used to call Cupcake, and they'd get fucking pissed. Who was it?
I don't know, but it's hilarious.
Damn. Well, if you listen to this and you're offended because we used to call you Cupcake, please call us and let us know that it was you that we used to refer to as Cupcake.
Okay. See you later, Cupcake.
Have fun. We're going to log off now. I swear to God.
Oh, did you? I thought you already did.
Yeah. No, swear to God, we're going to... So, the other day I was whacking off a dog and... Oh, shit, we're still recording.